When I was four, when I was in pre-K, I learned about this really awesome guy, and he had a red suit and a big crazy beard, and he had a big sack full of presents, and I learned his name was Santa Claus. Now, this was really the first time I ever heard of him, so I'm like, I was really excited. This guy comes to your house and brings stuff. Who doesn't like that, really? So I went to my dad, and I said, hey, Dad, why doesn't Santa come to our house? And I waited, and he goes, and he doesn't even look at me. He's watching television, and he says, well, he goes, well, it's because Santa hates Jews. I'm like, wait, that's not in the book? Those are not in the songs? What do you mean? Do I look Jewish? Okay. Do I smell Jewish? What is it? How does he know? Is there like a map that he goes, not that house, Jew, like that house? It was absolutely devastating to think that this guy just didn't like me just because I was genetically modified to be awesome. So my dad didn't even explain. He just kind of said, you know, he hates Jews. And I sat there and I went to the self-assessment. And I'm four and I'm like, what did I do? I'm a good kid. I feed the cat and I do all the things I'm supposed to do it for. And then I realized that Santa didn't come again. And then I went back to school and I heard about all the cool things that Santa brought them, because they're not Jewish and Santa likes them. And it was hard to hear all those things that were so awesome and great, and then I was excluded. So I was determined to believe that Santa sucked. Santa sucked. He didn't bring me shit, man. Hate him, asshole. Bring me nothing. So the next year, when the Christmas season began in October, and we're starting to get Christmified, and of course, what's the pinnacle of Christmas season? Santa, right? Fucking Santa. And so the whole thing, it was the whole season. I like all these songs, everything. Same at the mall. I'm like, he better not see me. He'll know. He has this radar. He can see the Jews. And I was absolutely frightened of this man, because all of a sudden he became this, he was wonderful to everyone else but me. I know, it was hard and it was tough, and I was pissed for years. And in third grade, wait, my music teacher, Mr. Christensen, it was a countdown from October. We start playing Christmas songs, and he does this thing where he sings the song, and then he calls your name, and you have to finish the song. And it's Christmas music. And there's one fucking dreidel song, and that's it. And so he starts, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why, Sherry. Why does Santa hate all the Jews? And Mr. Christensen's, that's not how the song goes, Jared. And he keeps going. All right, great. So the following week, my dad's visiting because my parents got divorced because he traumatized his children. And he says, Mr. Christensen called. Loves Christmas music, Mr. Christensen. And he said that I need to take you to an event at school tonight. I said, okay, fine. My brothers and I, we said, okay, we'll go. And because I'm eight and I do whatever I'm told. even though Santa doesn't care. And so we get to the event, and it's Mr. Christensen's there, and Santa's there. And I'm like, no. And then my dad, he looks at me, and he says, you know, Sherry, he goes, Santa doesn't hate you. He goes, I was joking. And you were too young to understand it. I was 4. I don't get it. Anyway, so Mr. Christensen says, come on, come with me. I want to take you to Santa. And I was like, no, I don't want to see that man. He doesn't like me. I don't care. So, but he took me up there, and I'm walking up to him, and like the big tragedy's getting bigger, like when that tornado's coming towards you, and it's just getting bigger, and I get up to that fat man in suit with the presents, and I'm staring at him, thinking, this man does not like me. And so Santa says, hey, little girl, what would you like for Christmas this year? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You don't like me. You've never brought me anything. But I didn't say anything. I was so scared, and I was so angry that this guy never brought me anything. And he didn't even have a reason. And I'm on the map, the do not call list. And so he hands me this thing. It's thin, it's wrapped, and it's a present, I guess, because I've never seen one from him before. And he hands it to me, and I just stand there because I'm waiting for his radar to go off. Whoop, mistake made, mistake made, mistake made. Take it back, take it back. She doesn't get a present. But he didn't. So I turned and went back to my dad, and I'm touching it and looking at it, and it's red, and it has wreaths on it. And it looks remarkably like the things that everyone else is running around with, these one-subject notebooks. And I'm like, okay, because that's the school. They give away that stuff, right? But I didn't open it. I took it home, and I pet it. Santa's present. And then eventually I opened it, and it was the one stupid, you know, one single notebook that everyone else got. But I realized that even though my dad said he didn't hate me and everything was made to make it right, he still didn't come. Still didn't write me nothing. And no one even told me why. So I had to deal with that. It was hard. And then years later, I wound up marrying this nice Jewish guy. And he immigrated here when he was 13. So he didn't grow up in this Santa-infused culture. And so we went back. We started having kids. And like, what should we have Santa? Me. He says, no, I don't believe they should have Santa. I go, no, you didn't grow up here. You don't understand. We're doing Santa. So he was scared. And he said, okay, all right. She's having the baby. She can make the decisions on this. That's fine. I just have to go along with it. That's fine. So we have in a 6-year period, we had 5 children. And I know, I kept out of trouble. And we have 3 boys and 2 girls. And our 3 boys have autism. And so the first child never asked about Santa. But when the second child, who has Asperger's, was 4, he came to me and he said, Mom, we're Jewish, but what about Santa? And I said to him, I said, well, Julian, Santa hates Jews. I didn't. I said, it stops here. We are Santa people. Now, even though he totally dissed me, we are okay with it now. Therapy, alcohol helps a lot. So I said to him, he said back, he said, okay, Santa, does he come to our house? Does he bring us presents? And I said, yeah, baby. He comes. He comes to our house and he'll bring you one present because not everyone else is lucky enough to be Jewish. And he was psyched. 9 days and a Christmas present. Woo! So he was excited, and he was also excited to know that Santa is a goodwill ambassador to all children, a humanitarian who loves all children, all of them, all of them. And he was so worried about the kids in Indonesia and Africa because there's Muslims there and stuff, and he wanted to make sure all kids had that wonderful experience. So every Christmas Eve, my kids, we don't have a tree. So they make a makeshift tree, PowerPoint, because he has Asperger's, or they make a picture of a tree or something, and then we put it on the patio window and something for Santa to put his presents under. And on Christmas Eve, we do the Santa tracker with NORAD, and it's run by the Air Force they control all the airspace, because if NORAD identifies Santa as a real entity, well, then he is. And he exists. And even though Julian is 13 and my oldest is 15 and my third is 11 and the twins are 8, they still believe. I know. Yes, and... And so, and they talk, so we do our thing, we were looking for Santa, and then the boys all talk about how Santa knows the secrets of the space-time continuum, because how else would he be able to deliver all the presents? Santa knows, he has that, he can time warp. So when Santa gets to Canada, they all go to bed. And once they're in their rooms, we put out the presents, their one present under the makeshift tree that they made. We put away their snacks that they put out for Santa. And we make sure it's all Santa fantastic. And when they wake up in the morning, they have to wait till we wake up, which is like 10 o'clock or whatever. Sit there and wait. I'm sleeping. I have 5 of you. I need my rest. And so they sit and they wait. And when we give them the go, they rip open their presents, and hopefully I did good and I picked something they like. Otherwise, I'm like, ungrateful children. But usually it's something they like. You know, candy, you can't go wrong. Woo! So they open up their presents. They're happy. Santa has come, and they are loved. And that's how we do it now. So thank you.